USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The governor of Texas hit the brakes on reopening his state as hospitals are now inundated with an explosion of COVID-19 cases and officials reported 47 new deaths and nearly 6,000 infections, a grim new daily record. And now Texas Medical Center in Houston has reported every ICU bed is now occupied. The dire news was not just limited to Texas, as the United States saw a record number of new coronavirus cases in a single day, with 45,557 reported, according to a tally by the Centers for Disease Control. And they also warn the true number of Americans who have been infected could be over 20 million. And among those who recently tested positive for COVID-19 were a number of members of President Trump's campaign staff and members of the Secret Service who attended his rally on Saturday in Tulsa, Oklahoma. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits fell slightly last week, and USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
The U.S. Labor Department reports about 60,000 fewer Americans filed first-time claims last week, but the total remains incredibly high at about 1.48 million initial claims. And it's the 14th week in a row the claims have been more than a million. The biggest week-to-week increases in claims last week in Oklahoma, Texas, New Jersey, and New York. And the steepest declines were in Florida, Maryland, and California. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Three staff members at a youth facility in Kalamazoo, Michigan have been charged in the death of a black teenager who died days after being restrained for throwing a sandwich. Decision comes after the county medical examiner ruled 16-year-old Cornelius Frederick's death a homicide by result of restraint asphyxia. An investigation by Michigan's Department of Health found that staffers used a restraint that was significantly disproportionate, with one teen sitting on Frederick's chest for over 12 minutes. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With threats to numerous monuments around the country, USA's Tim Berg has a story on Mount Rushmore.
President Trump plans to kick off his Independence Day in South Dakota at Mount Rushmore. This as rioters are taking down monuments and statues all over the country, to which Republican governor from South Dakota, Kristi Noem, tells Fox News Mount Rushmore isn't going anywhere under her watch.
We've seen some activity online where people have made threats. This is no longer about equality. This is a radical rewriting of our history, and in South Dakota, we won't stand for it. This is a national monument. The more we focus on the flaws of these men that are on our mountain, the less likely we are to recognize the virtues and the lessons we can learn from their lives. That really is the message that I have for South Dakotans that love this mountain and Mount Rushmore, for this country, that recognize what it represents to us, and we will do all that we can to make sure that that message is loud and clear, that we will make sure that Mount Rushmore stays as majestic as it is today.
Verizon is the latest company to pause advertising on Facebook as the social media giant faces intense pressure to act against hate speech and stop disseminating untrue information. The telecom giant, which spends about $1 billion per year on advertising, said in a statement that it has strict content policies and zero tolerance when they are breached. We're pausing our advertising until Facebook will create an acceptable solution that makes us comfortable and is consistent with what we've done with YouTube and our other partners. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.